What's going on, guys? It's Brian, your host, and welcome to episode 4 of Squadcast. How's everybody doing today? I know it's a little bit late of an upload, and I do apologize for missing last week, but everybody around here was a little down, a little sick, you know, so figured I'd skip that week instead of trying to get all this done and processed and uploaded and everything. So you guys actually enjoyed episode 3. Got a lot of plays on that one with me and my buddy Justin. That was really fun to do, and I'm hoping that things go smoothly like that the next time I try to get a guest on the show. But it was fun just sitting back and chilling with him, talking and we talked about a little bit of everything, but on the subject of video games, and I don't know how the hell we ended up on the subject of serial killers and shit, but, you know, sometimes, sometimes conversations take many different paths, no matter where you start from. But, figured I'd go ahead and do another episode today. Missed you guys. I don't know if you missed me, but, you know, here I am. Again, I do apologize for missing last week. It just was not possible for me to record last week, so I'm going to make up for it today and give you guys an episode. Since the last episode, I've had some awesome shit happen. I know we talked about in the New Year's episode how we wanted to travel more and do more stuff this year, and man, I've got some goals that are going to be accomplished this year for sure. So for those of you who know, well, for those of you who don't know, Rammstein is like my all-time favorite band. I've listened to them since their first album, Sinnsucht, one of their early albums. I think it was their first album. And that was, I was younger back then, way younger. And, you know, they're German. They are a German industrial metal band. So my grandmother, Helga, she was from Germany, my dad's mom. So when I was younger, she would teach me German as much as she could, you know, little words here and there, just so I could pick up on it and maybe get an interest in it and start learning it. And then I started listening to Rammstein right around that same time. So that was always kind of a connecting point for me and my grandmother. She would be teaching me German, and then I would listen to Rammstein, and then I'd go back to her with some of the songs and have her decipher some of the lyrics for me and stuff and tell me what they meant and everything like that. So Rammstein's always been a pretty big part of my life. And I'm finally going to see them in August, and I could not be more fucking excited. This is going to be a huge bucket list item off of my list. And the best part is, I'm going to be sharing the experience with my wife. So, and on top of that, there's more bucket list items that are going to be knocked off in that one trip. We're going to see Rammstein. We're taking our first flight. Neither of us have ever been on a plane before in our lives. Always wanted to, never got the chance to. So when we go to see Rammstein, we're going to be flying. And the show is going to be in Washington, D.C. So we're going to be flying from Columbia, I think, to Ronald Reagan Airport there in Washington, D.C. And We're excited, but we're also kind of nervous, having never flown before. So we don't know, like, what to do, basically. I know we got to pay for parking and shit for when we leave the car up there and all this stuff. But I just don't know how, like, the TSA checkpoints and everything goes, and what I can and can't bring, what kind of bags I should have, shit like that. Which, I mean, we're going to be packing light because we're only going for, like, 3 days. But we're just kind of nervous because we've never done it before, but we are very excited to get that first flight in and see how it is and see if maybe that's something we can incorporate into future trips. We've been researching on YouTube, like, travel advice videos and stuff, and just trying to get a basic idea of how early we should get there, how long it usually takes to get through TSA and security and the boarding and all that shit, you know, just basic videos so we can get an idea and have a better understanding of what we'll have to do when we get to the airport and everything. But we are very excited about it, so looking forward to that. And then another bucket list item gonna be knocked off, because it's in DC, I'm going to the fucking Smithsonian, and I am stoked. I also, before now, only thought that there was one Smithsonian Museum in DC. Come to find out, there are 15 different Smithsonian buildings in DC. So, I'm gonna have to, like, cipher through all of those and see which ones we want to go see. But I do know that the main one I want to see is the Natural History Museum. And I would love to go see the Air and Space Museum too. Those are my two main wants for that. But there's plenty of shit to do up there, man. I didn't know that there was so much in DC. Like, I knew about all the monuments, the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the White House, the Pentagon, shit like that. But I didn't know that there was all those Smithsonian museums, and they have a zoo, and I think there's like three different big-ass gardens that's run by the Smithsonian too, so there's so much shit up there to do that I didn't even know about. So we're kind of planning that out too. I'm not going to go like full fucking itinerary, like we have to be here by 3 so we can be out of here by 5. No, I'm not doing all that, because I don't know how interesting this shit's going to be. So we're going to plot out basically what buildings and stuff we want to go see and just go do it. Spend however much time you want to spend there, move on to the next one. So I'm stoked, because it's going to be our first like really big trip. Before now, the biggest one we took was to Ohio to go visit Audra's family, and then as far as just us, we drove to Maggie Valley, North Carolina. See, we were originally planning on driving to DC, but that's a fucking 8-hour drive, and I'm not sitting in a car for 8 hours. The drive to Ohio was more than enough for me. So since we decided not to drive, we wanted to try flying, you know, since we've never done it before. So that's how that decision got made, because neither of us want to be stuck in a car for an 8-hour fucking ride. Which I think it would probably be, I think the flight's going to be a little cheaper than driving anyway, because we don't have to worry about gas and stopping to eat, and not to mention like the preventive maintenance and shit I'd have to do on the car before taking on that big of a drive. I'd have to get new tires and a tune-up and all that shit. I think I'd rather just spend I think it was like $400 for round trip for me and her to go to DC and back, as opposed to God knows how much for fixing up my car and shit before taking on that road trip. So, I mean, either way, when I got the Rammstein tickets, I was going to be there no matter how the hell I had to get there. So if I ended up having to drive, I'd still drive. But since we don't have to, I think that's going to be better in the long run. I think I'd rather fly than... It's like a 2 or 3 hour flight from Columbia to DC as opposed to an 8-hour drive. So we'd get there a lot earlier and have a lot more time to go do the shit that we want to do. And it's, I don't know, I just think flying is going to be a hell of a lot better than driving. So I'm glad that that worked out the way it did. But we watched a YouTube video the night that we were doing our research. Guy had put up an advice video. He had like tips and shit for traveling specifically to DC. So he was pointing out all the different Smithsonian buildings and the monuments. And he even went as far as to like give average prices of like the restaurants and shit around there for burgers and dinner and lunch and everything. Good price breakdowns. And he did a breakdown of the public transportation, the buses, the taxis, Ubers, all that shit. So I think the more of that kind of stuff we'll watch, we'll be more prepared for that. Like I said, we're just a little bit more worried about what to do at the airport. Because, I don't know, man. I'm nervous about the TSA checks and shit. Like, for anyone that knows me, knows that I always have a knife on me. Like, that is my public, personal defense. I always keep one on me, but I know I'm not going to be able to going on the airplane. So, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do about that, but I don't know. It's just a little shit like that. Like, I worry so much about the details. I guess it's the anxiety, but I'm sure we'll be fine. Everything will work out just right. Because, I mean, this year so far has been smiling on me. I did not expect to be able to see Rammstein. I didn't even know that they were going to be going on tour, especially in the U.S. I knew they were doing the European Stadium Tour, but I didn't even think that they were going to try to make it to North America, because it's a big thing for them coming to North America, because they've always had so much bullshit going through customs and shit like that when they come into the U.S., mainly because of all the pyrotechnics and stuff that they use in their shows. So it's very rare that they come to the U.S. to do shows anymore. And I told Audra that the next time that they come, I wanted to, even if it's somewhere far away, I would like to try to fly or something to try to see them. Well, this was also back before I had started my new job. I mean, when I was talking about this, I think I was still a fucking delivery driver at Domino's. So, like, now that I've got the money and shit, like, and me and Audra had already previously talked about it and stuff, so I was like, yeah, this is going to be the year we're going to see him. And it wasn't really real until I got the tickets in my email. Like, when I saw, here are your tickets to Rammstein, that's when it kind of hit. And I'm man enough to admit that I cried, yeah. Oh, but I'm so very much looking forward to that. That is my number one band, my number one bucket list band of all time. And I cannot wait to see them. I've got all their live DVDs and shit, so I have a basic idea of what their live shows are like. But I've always wanted to see them, and I cannot wait. I just hate that it's going to be a fucking 7-month wait to be able to go see them. So now I'm stuck here just staring at the tickets, and it's going to be torture until August, man. But it'll be absolutely worth it. My buddy Dylan is going to, me and him have been pretty much in constant communication since they announced the tour and shit. Oh yeah. So, speaking of Dylan, all right, I was really nervous that I wasn't going to be able to get the tickets, because there were, I think, 3 or 4 pre-sale events before the tickets went on sale to the public. So I work night shift, right? So I'm sleeping, and Thursday rolls around, and it was Friday that they were going to go on sale to the public. So Thursday was still another pre-sale event. Well, I was super nervous that I wasn't going to be able to get the tickets, right? Because I didn't get paid until Friday, and they were selling out already pretty fucking fast, which is expected with Rammstein. So I'm sleeping, and then I get up to get ready for work for that night, and I've got a few messages on my phone from Dylan. Well, this man's, because I was sleeping and he was watching the pre-sale events and he was watching the seats sell out so fast, this man found it in his heart of hearts to go ahead and buy me and Audra our tickets, just because they were selling out so fast. And he said, in his own words, he did not want me to miss out. So I have Dylan to thank for being able to go see Rammstein this year. Because if I had waited until Friday, the sections that we were looking at that we wanted would have been absolutely sold out. So it's not that I didn't have the money to get the tickets or anything. It's just that they were selling out so damn fast that I probably wouldn't have been able to get them by Friday. So Dylan, being a real fucking friend, went ahead and got him for me, and he is the fucking man. I cannot tell this dude how much I appreciate that. I will never be able to tell him in words how much I appreciate that. So I'm going to have to tell him in money. But yeah, he's going up there too. He's going to be at the show. I wish we could have actually sat close to each other, but he got field, like general admission, so he'll be down in the fray of things while I'll be sitting my fat ass in a nice comfy stadium seat. But yeah, I greatly appreciate you, Dylan, man. You have no idea how much that shit meant to me. So that day I got my tickets, and now we're just kind of planning out the flight and hotel situation and stuff, but I'm sure everything will work out. We'll probably have it all done here soon, just because that's another anxiety thing for me. Like, I like to know that everything is done and ready, so that way when the time comes, all I gotta do is throw my shit in the car and go. But, yeah, we'll probably end up watching more YouTube videos. I know we're gonna be doing a lot of fucking research before we do all this, because we've never flown before, never been to Washington, D.C. before, so, you know, got to figure everything out before we get up there so we know what the hell we're doing. If any of you guys have ever flown anywhere or anything before, please leave me a comment or something and let me know some advice, what you would do, how you went through TSA checkpoints and shit like that, and what kind of bags they like and everything, you know, what I can get away with and what I can do. Just either on the Facebook page, or if you've got me added on Facebook, you can message me or just leave me a little voice message here on Anchor. If you're listening on the Anchor app, you can do that. But just let me know what you guys think and give me some advice for travel and everything. This episode is going to be cut a little short because I still have a lot of shit going on here around the house. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll let you guys go. I appreciate everybody stopping in for this episode. Again, I'm sorry for missing last week, and I'm sorry that this episode is so short, but I gotta go start getting ready for work and everything here shortly. Look for a new episode next week, too. I will be making a new episode next week, hopefully a little longer, and I'm gonna try my best to have my buddy Schwa on the next episode, if everything works out and the stars align just right to where our schedules work together. So y'all take it easy. Have a good Monday. Try not to work too hard. And I'll see y'all next week.